The annual Met Gala was held last night in New York City. The invitation-only event is always held on the first Monday in May. And this year, a seat would set you back a whopping $75,000 to raise money for the Metropolitan Museums of Art's Costume Institute, sure. But really, who are we kidding to display fabulousness? The complete guest list is kept under wraps until the night before the event, and no phones are allowed inside. But if anybody can lift the veil, it's Vanessa Friedman, the New York Times fashion director and chief fashion critic. So we're hoping she can get us inside, sort of. Welcome.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
So let's start with a basic. How long has the Met Gala been around? Who's the host? And why does it get so much buzz?
So it was actually started in 1948 by Eleanor Lambert, the publicist, with the express purpose of raising money for the Costume Institute, which is the only department in the Metropolitan Museum that is actually asked to pay for itself. Mm. It was a standalone museum, the Museum of Costume Arts, and when it merged with the Met, that was the deal. So every year, the party essentially provides the funds for the operating budget for the Costume Institute. For the year. That's a good cause.
Okay, so why is it such a big deal, though?
It's a big deal because it has become, I think, the ultimate snapshot of the people who are shaping culture every year, right? It's this crazy cocktail mix of celebrities from the world of Hollywood and music and sports and politics and business, and all of them dressed up almost like animals in the zoo, frankly, for everyone else's enjoyment since social media got involved.
So what was there was always a theme. What was the theme this year, and how did the attendees interpret it? And I'm putting that in air quotes, right? Because, you know, they basically do what they want. So what was interesting if you weren't like watching this on TikTok or on your phone, and like, we're going to pretend we weren't, but for those of us who, I was watching it, who am I kidding? But for people who weren't, what were some of the interesting outfits?
The dress code was the Garden of Time, which is always connected to the theme of the actual exhibit, which this year is called Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion, and has to do with the ephemerality of dress and nature and our senses. The way it was interpreted was big focus on the idea of garden, small focus on time, less focus on the fact that phrase, the Garden of Time, is actually the title of a J.G. Ballard short story from 1962 about the death of the aristocracy. Oh. Let's not go there.
Okay.
A lot of flowers from head to toe, whether that was Gigi Hadid in this like extraordinary Tom Brown dress covered in tulips, or Anna Wintour herself, the chair and mastermind of the gala, who was wearing a Loewe kind of frock coat that was likewise covered in flowers. But I have to say, the dress that really stuck out to me in terms of theme interpretation was a gown that Tyla wore, created by Balmain, made to mimic the sands of time. So literally covered in sand and shaped like an hourglass.
Wow. So briefly, you know, there have been controversies. One year it was about whether Kim Kardashian should have worn Marilyn Monroe's dress. Then there was the dress that AOC wore that said Eat the Rich. You know, irony there. Was there any this year?
The controversies this year were really outside the gala. There were a lot of talk of protests, people coming over from Hunter College, down from Uptown in marching for Gaza and Palestine. There were calls online for a primal scream, but none of it really happened.
Okay. That is Vanessa Friedman. She's the New York Times fashion director and chief fashion critic. Vanessa, thank you.
Thank you.